Chair, I would like to comment on the question of autonomy. So we see autonomy as a function-specific property, as in autonomy relates to specific functions or tasks of weapon systems and platforms. And autonomy can have different levels with respect to each of those functions or tasks. And we believe a clear distinction between semi-autonomous and fully autonomous systems, or in which point of the life cycle autonomy appears, is difficult to make, because systems exist on a spectrum of autonomy, even in relation to just one function. And now regarding the exclusions, we also don't support the approach of having a list where we exclude different types of systems. Again, autonomy for us relates to specific functions or tasks. And if we exclude a specific system, it can be that this specific system, in connection with other weapons or systems, can still achieve autonomy and can have lethal consequences. And I will leave it like that for now. Related to the other points in the text, I'd also have to consult with my capital colleagues and probably come back with some proposals during the intersessional. Thank you.